Hello everyone and welcome back to the G3 podcast. It's the second episode. We made it to two episodes. Yay! Again, we've got your favourite crew, me, Nermion. With me is the Angry Pacifist. Say hello, mate.
Hello, mate.
And I got Vinyl Shy Soul. Soul again.
You got my name wrong again.
We took a lot of your feedback on what we could do better, which the first one is audio, which we're trying to fix, which is going to be an iterative process. So meaning that audio will always get better. We'll always be trying to fix the audio no matter what. But going from there, that's one of the main things that we took back from you lot on what to fix. The next one is to make the podcast a bit more segmented, so you know what's going on. So what we didn't do properly last time is explain the segments or the parts of the podcast. There was the gaming part, the general life part, and so on and so forth, and we didn't really explain that we're going to a new section other than with the music cues. And this time we are gonna tell you that we're gonna make it a lot easier for you to understand what's going on. But yeah, that's the G3 podcast. This is what we're doing, and let's get started. So guys, how are you doing? How's it been? How's your week been?
It's been all right, I guess. The social distancing rules have relaxed, so I've been able to go home a couple of times and see my parents and stuff. So that's been nice.
Oh yeah, because you're living with your nan or your nana.
It's just been more of the same, I guess.
Nothing's really changed in the household, I'm guessing.
No, nothing really. I've been getting some work done as well. For college, which has been cool, I guess. Not much different, I guess, because instead of talking about the last three months, I'm talking about a single week this time.
Yeah, not a lot of stuff has gone on within the weeks because again, we're just stuck in our houses during lockdown, so it's not much can change. But Alex, has anything changed for you? Has your weeks changed or anything?
Do you even need to ask that?
Yes, I'm asking the question. Are you just still just sitting in your house playing games? Is that all you're doing?
This is literally everyone right now. Let's say we got to the point where we don't care about anything and we're just sitting there, all our asses just bored out of our minds.
That's true. Well, I do want to say, before we continue to move on, that I'm really happy with the first episode of the podcast, and I'm also really happy that we made it onto Spotify, which is a pretty big achievement. One of the things that I do not like is iTunes. iTunes is like way of verifying people is so long.
Yeah.
And Google hasn't even accepted that our podcast even exists. So,
sorry, I don't understand.
That was my Google Home. Google Home, shut up. No, stop. Sorry, I don't understand. But yeah, that's the general idea. That's the general thing that's going on. What have you been watching lately during this time? Is anything you've been watching?
I've been in and out of a lot of TV shows and films, I guess. Towards the beginning of lockdown, I was watching a lot of the US Office, which I need to finish at some point.
It's really good. I told you it was really good. It's so good.
Yeah. The issue is that Amazon Prime sort of keeps forgetting which episode I'm on, and so it's like, it's saying I'm on season 2 when I'm on season 5.
Amazon,
it's like, really stupid.
Prime Video does this really weird thing for me, where half the time it plays the next video automatically, and then sometimes it just doesn't bother. So I'm watching a video on my bed, and I'm like, okay, cool, next episode. And that's the whole loading bar. And then it escapes and goes, okay, now you've got to click the episode manually. What the fuck? And then sometimes I'm like, okay, I don't want the next episode. I'm going to press the escape button so it does the next episode. And it plays the next episode. What are you doing? Why are you so shit?
You're missing the beans.
What?
The beans?
The beans.
Do you mean like Mr. Bean? Teddy.
We got Mr. Beans right here. His name is Angry Pacifist.
Say hi, come on.
Teddy.
today.
Today.
Hey, Angus, which impression is better, me or Bam?
I'll say mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I've been during this quarantine thing. I've been like I do every so often. I go back through Doctor Who episodes, and yeah. I go through. So I'm currently on the season with David Tennant and Martha. I just finished the episode. Well, I like Martha. I think she's very underrated.
Yeah, she is.
I'm on the episode where. What's it called? The one just after the one with Shakespeare.
Oh, Gridlock. That's a good one.
Yeah,
I really like that.
And the one
I came up with like an interesting way of explaining it. It's like they think they're on the M1 heading up to Scotland, but they're on the M25. And it's just going round in a circle.
That's funny. Yeah, that is true. That is true. I'm on that, and I'm also watching Sarah Jane Adventures, because I miss it.
Yes.
And something about Sarah Jane Adventures, which I didn't notice, because I watched it when I was a child. The acting is bad, but the script is fucking great.
Yeah.
Like, the children actors aren't good, but the script is just really well done at points. Like, it's able to, like, give off with these very adult themes without ever swearing or ever being anything that isn't children friendly, and it's really smart in the way it does it.
And I love how they sort of explain why Torchwood isn't safe for children without going into it ever. Mm. It's just too many guns is all they ever say, and you believe it. It's so good.
And one thing I'm not watching it in like chronological order. I'm on the Sarah Jane Adventure series, and I'm on the part where Sarah Jane meets Matt Smith's Doctor.
Yeah,
the Shang Sheath are the most fucking cool things ever.
Yeah, they are. They should be in the actual show. They should be in Doctor
they
Who.
They should. They're these big puppet funeral like dudes who have laser fucking cans. who are RIP. Most of them are voiced by John Hurt. Some of them weren't, but most of them weren't voiced by John Hurt. But like, they're so badass. Like, my favorite line is when Matt Smith has finally met Sarah Jane, and then the Shang-Chi come down the corridor, and because the puppet's so big, you see like its hunchback is like scraping across the fucking ceiling, right? And then Matt Smith going, "Oh, Lord Shang-Chi of the 15th Funeral Fleet, I've been looking for you," and it's the most quirky thing I've ever heard. And then he's like, he's like, he goes, "Have you been telling people I'm dead?" And then the Shang-Chi say the most badass thing ever. They're like, "Sorry, Doctor. The funeral notice was a bit early, but we can fix that," and then lasers him in the chest. And I'm like, "Bro, oh my god!"
So good.
And they're like, "Doctor," and he's like, and they're like, "Rest in peace." And they're like, "Oh!" And then there's the whole like end of the episode. I was like, "That's the most badass thing ever."
Yeah, and that's not even the best episode in my opinion.
Oh my god, Sarah Jane Adventures is so good. So good.
Yeah, it makes me feel so bad that the Gareth Roberts situation has actually happened, because he is such a good writer, and it's going to be such a shame to see him only do like adult stuff like Torchwood from now on.
What is the Gareth Roberts situation?
Oh, he tweeted something about trans people, and like it was not needed at all, and like loads of people just went crazy about it, and. It was about a year ago, so you're probably not going
to
actually.
I was about to Google it.
Yeah, but no, like he basically the book he was writing was cancelled, and he's basically been told that he's not allowed to write for Doctor Who or for any children's spin-offs in the future.
Oh, this dude. Oh,
yeah.
The one who looks like a thumb. That guy.
Oh goodness, don't. Oh man. But he wrote some really good episodes of Doctor Who as well, like The Lodger and
I like The Lodger.
And The Caretaker and Unicorn and the Wasp and
I like Unicorn and the Wasp too.
Yeah.
Speaking about Doctor Who, you had some Doctor Who news, did you not?
Yes, I did. So So basically, I watched one video about it, and then I watched another one a few days later. Basically, the scripts for Series 12, which is the most recent series, have been has been released by the BBC.
Oh my god, really?
Yeah, and people have just been going crazy about the one for the Timeless Children, which was the controversial finale, it says in the script that Tae-Yoon, who was one of the characters in the episode.
That's such a stupid name as well. Tae-Yoon.
Yeah. She was walking over. She was like walking up to two other figures.
I heard about this.
Yeah, and in the script it says that these people can be assumed to be Rassilon and Omega, and everyone's now thinking, whoa, Chibnall wrote in Rassilon and Omega into the show. What people haven't noticed.
Isn't Rassilon already in the show? Wasn't he there with...
But Omega is like the one that everyone's been wanting back for years. What a lot of people have like failed to notice or like don't understand is that in the corner of the screenshot that everyone's that's been going around is a timestamp for the episode. Which means that it's a post-production script, meaning that it wasn't written by Chibnall, it was just written by some random person at the BBC.
Okay, So
basically that person was watching the episode and was like, oh, these people must be Rassilon and Omega. But it's like, it's not proper. It may not be them, because it's not Chibnall's words.
What people don't realise is, because when we did our work experience at Warner Brothers in the United Kingdom, they do television shows do things which are post-production scripts. So you have the script, which is the normal script written by the writer, which is given to the actors and the director. That's the first script. That's the script number one, as you would say. Then after you write the show, you do the show, you produce it, you get it cut and edited. You then have a group of people, which is the job that Chris and I had to do for Warner Brothers. It's where you watch the show and then you write a post-production script about all the lines they say, what timestamp it is. Those timestamped ones are post-production scripts written by sit down by someone else. What that may mean, which I think is what you're going by, is that means that person sitting down may have interpreted it as those two characters. But
which
also
means that people are just going crazy saying that it's definitely right.
That's a possibility, but it also could be that it was in the script. It's a possibility, but it could be.
It may have been.
But going by what Chris and I know of actual first-hand experience,
I wouldn't say in that way. I would not say in that way. You both are well experienced, they say.
We are experienced, dude.
Yeah.
In which way?
In every way. I mean, what?
You weren't there. You didn't see me get 20 cups of coffee. You weren't there.
Bro, we had so much
coffee. How dare you? Where's your coffee and tea?
We had so much coffee, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's a moment where, I'm not normally tired sitting down and looking at a computer screen. But there, because of the energy of the room, I was so naturally tired. It's just I'm sitting there on the screen going, I'm falling asleep. And even the people there for our work experience are like, this dude's falling asleep. I'm like, I'm not normally like this. Like, I can stay awake through anything.
I remember you saying that every time you looked up, you saw me either going to the canteen to get a cup of tea or coming back with the cup of tea.
That was a time. So another thing that's personally to me, as I said, I was watching a lot of because we did kind of stray a bit off there, but as I said, I was watching a lot of Doctor Who and a lot of stuff like that. Another thing I've also been doing is unironically playing FIFA. Anyone who knows me knows I am not a football person, right? And this is not American football or soccer. This is soccer or football, whatever. I am not a football person.
European football.
I'm not into football. I'm a big nerd, right? And I have Origin Access, which is EA's like streaming service thing. Not streaming service. It's like their paid subscription to get a bundle of games, right? So I had that, and every so often I resubscribe to it so I can play The Sims, because I like playing The Sims every so often.
Yeah, it's a good game.
So I resubscribe to it to play The Sims, because some of the expansions I have for my Sims, my current Sims save uses that service's expansions that I got for on the service. And then they said that they added FIFA 20 onto the service, and I'm like, okay, cool, whatever. I have no other games to play. Vampire, which I talked about last week, is kind of getting repetitive and boring for me, so I'm like, oh, I'm gonna try play another game. Downloaded FIFA 20 because I'm like, it's a football game, whatever. Open up their manager mode, and I've been playing that so much for the last like 4 days. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, like, the manager mode is actually kind of decent. It's actually pretty good. And other, like, sport-like games should probably, like, copy... Well, not copy, like... But, like, take notes from their manager mode. Because their manager mode has a lot of cool things where they allow you to... what's it called? They allow you to do, like, pre- and post-match interviews talking about how your players did during the game, your win, your loss, so on and so forth. You have to really look into like contracts of different players. You have to do like searching of players in different regions. You have to grow different footballers into like your new main star footballer. You get like contracts to do like international teams. It's actually really like good.
Yeah.
Then I'm kind of like, do I like football? Is it the football I like, or is it the manager mode I like? And I'm thinking it's the manager mode.
Yeah, I remember more than a few years ago, about 5 years ago, I was really into football and FIFA for some reason, and I would just constantly be playing a manager mode. It is really good.
It's ridiculously good. It's too good.
Yeah.
Other
games should really do that sort of thing as well, because why is it only a function in like a not particularly interesting game?
A situation happened to me when I was going to buy the essentials one day. So I was going to buy the essentials from Iceland, because that's the supermarket that we use in our area. So me going to buy the essentials. This happened with this man. This happened a few weeks ago, but it's a story I would like to just share. So I'm going to buy the essentials. I'm there with my little basket or like my wheelie, like my, the thing that you see the elders pull with luggage.
Oh, yeah.
I have that because it's easier than holding bags. So I have that. Wow. And I'm pulling it with me, and then there's one guy who looked like he was off his fucking meds, comes up to me and goes, hey mate, do you want to buy this? And he shows me a bottle of water, but it's like half drank. It's a half drank bottle of water. He's like, hey dude, I'm going to sell you this water. It's the best water in the world. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's trying to sell me water that I saw him after drink from. What are you doing? This is a lockdown situation. I do that and I'm like, okay, that's bad. So I go into the supermarket, I buy all my stuff, and I'm walking out, and I'm literally seeing this guy basically face in front of this other guy who looks like he is scared shitless, just like trying to sell him this bottle of half drunk water. It's ridiculous. So I'm looking out of the supermarket, and then there's like, imagine like the guy I'm talking about trying to sell it is in front of another guy who's leaning backwards over like a railing, right? And the guy's like fucking putting the water bottle in his face, going, hey dude, I'm gonna sell it to you, just listen to me. The guy's like got his earphones in, the other guy who's being put who's trying to get to buy the water, he's got his earphones in, he's there like, no, dude, please, I want to go, he's obviously scared of getting corona or something from this other guy, and this guy is just there, spittle everywhere, just like, dude, I'm going to sell you this bottle of water. It's the worst thing I've ever seen. Oh my god, I just like, I put my head down, I put my headphones on, I just walked past.
Stupid. Yeah, oh wow. I could never imagine that happening around where I live.
Hey, it's where I live, man. It's something else. I was about to say where I lived, but I remember that I'm on the internet, so I shouldn't say that. God damn it.
So
that's just generally what's been going on in our lives. So next section we're gonna go on to is the gaming section, which we'll probably hear more of Vinyl Tri Soul now because he actually wants to talk about games. But yeah, we're moving on to the gaming section.
I
And we're in the gaming section. So, a lot has happened in the last week.
I'm just jamming out to that music.
It's good jang. I like it. Yeah. But a lot's happened in the gaming news. Guys, have you seen or heard about the Mafia Definitive Edition?
You told me a little before.
So Mafia 1, Mafia 2, Mafia 3 is a trilogy of is a gaming trilogy, right? About being like in the Mafia. They have released screenshots of the Definitive Edition, which is like a graphical upgrade that they're doing for the Mafia 1 and 2 games, which are very old. Not very old, but they're like older versions of the games. And by God, does it look good.
That's alright.
No, Chris, if I show you the before and after, Chris, you will actually be shocked in just the changes of the game. So this I'm gonna put it in the general. This is the before.
Yeah.
Right. That's how it looked before. This is how it looks now.
That is really good.
What the hell is that?
Look at the graphic chain. It's ridiculous.
That is really
good. Is that DDPie?
No, it's the remake of the Mafia games.
That is so good.
So this is Mafia 2. This is Mafia 2, right? This is a scene in Mafia 2, right? And let me show you the change for the Definitive Edition. Boom.
That is so good.
It's ridiculous.
What the hell?
Ridiculous. It is actually ridiculous. There is so much to go by this. And the greatest thing that I love about this is
that Nixon in the corner.
The greatest thing I love about this, because Mafia 2 out of the three is my favourite of all of them. Mafia 2 is my favourite one. And I'm really hyped to just get a new look.
Imagine if it's like really awful to play.
No,
like,
imagine, I don't think they're going to change the core gameplay. They're
like
just going to
really
change how
it looks. Controls.
Yeah, imagine if they do change how the game plays. I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah. Like imagine if it's like GTA 4 compared to GTA 5.
I don't know about that one.
Like, I mean, like really janky and stuff.
Yes. Janky. I prefer GTA 4 to GTA 5, to be honest. That's a controversial opinion. I prefer GTA 4. Alex, GTA 4 or GTA 5?
GTA 6.
That... What?
Simpsons Chasing Man.
That doesn't exist!
Oh no, they are making it though.
No! Do you not see the news when they said about GTA 6?
You're meaning Cyberpunk.
It's a different game, dude.
I know.
Talking about Cyberpunk, so I was in another Discord, right, and I was talking about how I'm hyped.
You were in another Discord? You were cheating on us.
I have a lot of Discords.
Wait, what?
But I was in another Discord, and I was talking about how I'm really hyped for Cyberpunk, because I'm going to also make a video about why I'm hyped for Cyberpunk. But I was really hyped for Cyberpunk, and I'm like, okay, I'm showing the screenshot, which we're going to talk about in a second, of the 4 seconds of Cyberpunk gameplay thing that they showed, which was just them spinning around a car. And that was it. And everyone on the internet went fucking nuts because it's Cyberpunk, right? And I'm there going, oh, look how beautiful this car looks. This car looks sweet. These graphics look sweet. And then someone in the Discord is just like, yeah, I can't wait for the GTA 5 knockoff. And I'm like, my blood started to boil, dude. I was like, no.
It's not a GTA knockoff.
GTA 5 is a sandbox game. Cyberpunk is a RPG. It has an inventory. It has a skill tree. It has branching quests. It has weapon modifications. It has cyberware, which is cyberpunk in general. And it has character creation, which GTA does not have.
Yeah. Well, GTA Online does, but yeah.
Well, that's an online game, but it's what GTA does not have. But let's just go. But as we're talking about the topic of Cyberpunk, let's go into the talk about what I wanted to show you guys before, which is the Cyberpunk Twitter tweeted out this, which is the car in the Cyberpunk game, one of the cars in the Cyberpunk game. But because they haven't shown gameplay in 8 months, they showed this, which was in-game footage. It's 4 seconds, and it's just the car spinning. That's it. And the internet were nuts because of the graphics of this and how it's part of the game, right? And it's also revealing a new part of the map which they didn't realize, which is called the Badlands, which is kind of like this desert area, full of people.
I guess it looks like sandy shores.
That's from what GTA. That's how my the person in the server was talking about said it was GTA, because they're like, oh, it's just GTA because of the desert. But yeah. this is the Badlands, which is kind of this like area around the main city. That inhabits these people called the Nomads, which are these like Mad Max kind of characters. And in doing so, the internet went nuts with it because it just showed more of the game, and everyone was like, "Oh my god, oh my, what cyberpunk game? More footage? What?" Yeah. And everyone has kind of lost their goddamn mind.
Wasn't the last time you saw new footage of the game when you went to Comic Con?
Yes.
Yeah.
But then they released like a cut down version of what I saw at Comic Con. So the internet saw like an edited down version of what I saw, but I saw the full demo. It was an hour long, and it was them showing the different ways of playing Cyberpunk, and it was really really good.
I was raising you for a whole hour.
You were?
Yeah, because remember you were in the queue and we sort of chatted for a bit. And then I went round to the exit and I was just waiting there.
What an idiot. You're such an idiot. what an idiot. Oh my god. And the internet just went mad with Cyberpunk. They're just really into it. And I am too. I kind of get the hype. But also in the gaming news is Ghost of Tsushima, which is a PlayStation exclusive game. It looks really good. One thing that I'm kind of worried about is, because they don't have a mini-map or a compass in the game. Because the idea in the game is that they want it to naturally move you through the world. So they have a system in the game, which they showed, where the wind is what guides you to your waypoint, which in theory is a cool but also weird concept, because I can find that getting really annoying after a while, because I'm going to be like, which way is the wind pointing? Where am I meant to go? And like, because there's no mini-map or anything, they said that they want the world to drag you into the in-game stuff naturally. So another way that they did it is their shrines in the video game is guided to you by animals in the world. So if you're like traveling on your horse and you see a fox, the fox will guide you towards this shrine, which will also then be a waypoint and a fast like travel position. But I find that cool, but also really worrying, because I don't think the general gamer will realise that's how the mechanic works.
Yeah.
Because unless they really, 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 really explain it, no one's going to realise that, and they're going to think this game is empty. Because like if I sat you down and I told you, Chris, I want you to go through this GTA map, you'll eventually understand, okay, I need to make a waypoint. Oh, the minimap is telling me which direction I need to turn, so on and so forth.
Yeah,
if I told you, in this game, I need you to get to point A to point B, and you just sat there going, I don't see a minimap and the wind is blowing, would you know to follow the wind?
I'd probably just explore the world.
Yeah, most people will. But then that's my worry with the game. But it looks good.
I remember like the best sort of directions I've had in a video game that I've played is probably like the later Harry Potter games, not the Deathly Hallows ones, but the two before.
The Half-Blood Prince one I remember playing.
Yeah, and you would like guess out the Mordor's map, and you'd select your destination, and then suddenly Nearly Headless Nick would appear, and he would like guide you where you needed to go.
I remember the Harry Potter games. And I remember do you know the game Bully?
Yes, I've played it. Well, no, I tried to play it. I've seen people play it.
Alex, you know the game Bully.
Why are you bullying me?
Wow. but Bully is a game made by Rockstar, who are the people who make GTA and Red Dead Redemption. Bully has a really cool thing where like you have to go to your lessons and stuff. And yes, you have to do like the chemistry and the physics lesson and the English lessons and the geography lesson, which is the hardest thing ever because it's you naming states in America, and when you're born in the United Kingdom, you don't know the fucking states of America.
Wow.
Yeah, it's an old game.
Yeah, they need to release a sequel.
But the idea is that I really liked about the Harry Potter games that you also had to do some of the potion classes and shit like that in Harry Potter games, and that actually really like added me to the world that they were trying to show, and I was actually really interested. Remember, in that.
You can do meth in it.
Oh my god! What? Not in Harry Potter. In Bully, not in Harry Potter.
Yeah. Oh goodness!
Just do meth in Harry Potter. Just Harry on acid. Oh.
Goodness.
I see you elves. No, you don't, Harry. But I do!
Anthony, he may well have been at certain points in the games. I remember some weird stuff.
But yeah, Harry Potter games, I love them. There's a lot of games in my childhood that I really like, and people don't really like know of. Well, not know of, but people don't appreciate the same way because they have different memories of it, or they're just like, oh, it's a general game. Like the very first game I ever played, which is why I'm very much into mature like mediums, like film,
you said
TV. Like the reason I'm into a lot of mature film, TV games, and so on, so because my very first game I played was on the original Xbox and was Godfather 1. It's an 18 game, and Godfather 1, the game came out when I was 6 years old.
Yeah,
okay. And I played that at like
five. Were you five,
weren't
you?
No, this is March. Yeah, I'll be five. But I played it slightly later, so I played it like when I was like eight. So
yeah,
this game is fairly old. And it was one of the first games that I played, and it got me into this kind of like I played the Godfather game before I watched the Godfather movie, which is weird. And I that's why I always like games like this. And another game that people don't know of that I played a lot was the original Incredibles game.
Yeah.
But it also released a second one on the 360 that no one knows of. No one I talked to knows of the second game. And it was about the Underminer. And everyone was like, wait, what? There was a continuation of the story? I was like, yeah. And I'm pissed because they retconned it in Incredibles 2.
Yeah, they did.
Because
I knew about the game, but I couldn't get it because I had the wrong generation.
Like, it was a really weird game where the Incredibles 2, not Incredibles 2 game, Incredible Rise of the Underminer game was what it was called. It was a co-op game where you played as Frozone and Mr. Incredible, and that was it. And it's basically a puzzle game where you go through a lot of puzzles during the underground. And at the end, I think one of my memories is I played this game by myself because you can play it by yourself.
Is that Incredibles?
Yeah, The Incredibles 2.
When you're listening.
I remember playing that game.
Yeah,
it was shit.
but The Incredibles game, I remember playing it myself. And then the final mission, I was like, man, I can't do this myself. And then my older brother came and played it with me. And that's one of my earliest memories of gaming is that. And
I remember the mole guy.
The Underminer.
Yeah.
But then they retconned the story for Incredibles 2, so whatever.
Yeah. And it was like 5 minutes.
My first lesson of gaming was knowing how to jump.
What was your very first game, Alex?
Oh, that is something I will never tell anyone.
Why not?
Because
it's a porn game, isn't it?
I was to the point of completing a whole game, and then I realized there's more games out there.
So, a story of gaming. On my channel, I have one episode of Papers, Please. And
that was a good video.
And the reason I only have one episode of Papers, Please was because I was recording another episode. And there's a storyline in the Papers, Please game where you have, like, the Illuminati kind of in the game, and they kind of, like, come up to you and go, and they're like, oh, I wanted
it's
to let...
It's not actually Illuminati,
though,
is it? It's something similar.
I just dropped something on the floor. But they were, like, in the game, they're like, oh, I want you to, whenever you see the Illuminati people come through, let them through. And if anyone ever asks about us, just tell them that we don't exist, right? And I was like, okay, cool. And then after like a few missions, the Border Patrol car kind of went and goes, do you have anything to show me before you go to the, to like, before you leave work? And I showed them the guys, like, cards and everything. I'm like, I'm going to show these guys that I'm a good Border Patrol man and I can stay at my job. Because I'm going to show them, look at these guys are telling me to come through. I showed them that and then they killed me for it. I was like, why? And I just gave up and I have not touched the game since. Not once. Not once. So to end this gamification, I'm going to just finish off with one thing. I feel like we need to do like a series, a gaming series, right?
Yeah.
And I have an idea. How do you think about this idea, guys? Let's go for this a second. It is us. No, guys, it is us. But we don't have the beat in person, but it's us together playing a game called Game Dev Tycoon.
I thought
Dan
was gonna go crazy and say let's play Fortnite.
No, fuck off.
Oh goodness.
But me saying
us
play Game Devs Tycoon. Think about it. The way it would work is it would be, let's say, generally would be like me running it on my computer, right? And then we make the decisions as a group. So when it's coming to like, what do we name this game? What do we like? What do we do? Who do we fire this person? We do this whole thing as a group, and we play the game as a group together, and we can do it with multiple other games too. And I'm thinking that could be a way of us doing like series. Yeah, I think that's also a way of us of doing like series together. Instead of just solo. So that could be an idea.
Sorry, I was thinking of DuckTales. What happened?
Oh, shut the fuck up. Okay, so while we end this gaming section, we're going to move on to the next section, which the next section is about film. So let's go to that one.
Good music.
It is good music. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
What?
I do like jazz. That's why all of our fucking music is jazz, dude.
That is why I love it. I love it. I love it.
Watermelon? I thought you said guacamole. Why would I marry a watermelon?
Watermelon? I thought you said guacamole. I love B-Movie. I love B-Movie.
Oh,
I'm so pissed. After like the last 2 years that YouTube would not allow me to upload B-Movie Edit 2.
Yeah.
It's been so long.
Has it been 2 years?
It's been so long. They will not let me upload B-Movie Edit 2. They just refuse to let me upload it. But we're going to go to the film and TV section, which is where we're going to talk a little bit more in depth, about television shows that we like, films we like, and we're also going to start a thing, which Alex should listen to. We're going to start a thing where we assign, like, a movie to watch, and we kind of then discuss it the week after. So,
Do you have BritBox?
No.
Okay.
Chris, no one has BritBox.
What the hell?
Okay. Alex, do you know the movie My Spy with Dave Bautista?
No,
Herbert. Well, it's a new movie that was meant to come out and then coronavirus kind of fucked it over. It's released on Amazon Prime Video. So my suggestion is that we all watch the movie My Spy before next week.
Yeah. Okay,
but to talk about the film and TV section that we're going to talk about is I want to talk about something that because we are film students or Alex is actually an animation student and Chris and I are film students, but
Talk about why do we hate ourselves and watching movies.
Yeah, why do we hate ourselves? I hate myself, which is why I watch movies, dude. Duh.
Yeah.
What movie have you recently watched?
I don't know what do I say to that?
Any movie you recently watched, like what is it? Tell us about it.
Let me look on the sky. I'll check the sky right now. Let's see, Sky Cinema. Let's see, what type of movies have I been watching? Oh, look, Alita.
Alita? Battle Angel? What did you think about Alita Battle Angel? Did you like it?
It was awful.
What did you like about Alita Battle Angel? I actually really think it's really good. But what did you like about Alita Battle Angel, Alex?
I have no idea. I just watched it.
But what was good about it, dude?
Answer the question, damn it.
Let's just say the weapons, okay?
Oh, because you have a crush on Alita. Is that why? Is that why, Alex?
No!
Because she has big anime eyes. Is that it?
What's going on right now?
Alex likes anime, so he watched Alita Battle Angel and he realized that she, the main character, has big anime eyes. So that's why Alex likes the anime.
Wait, did Chris watch this?
Chris, have you seen Alita Battle Angel?
No, I don't think I've seen it.
She has big anime eyes!
Okay.
Like, when
like bigger than normal anime eyes.
Look for an image to show Chris.
This is her. She has anime eyes.
They're huge.
Oh right.
She's got big anime eyes.
What's up with her fingers in that chair?
She is cyborg.
Did you really? Did you really just say GIF?
It is a GIF.
Did you just say GIF? I will beat you up. I don't care about no fucking quarantine. I don't care about that shit. I'm gonna beat you to a pulp.
It is
Chris.
A proper noun. Chris, it was named
shut
by
up.
Someone.
It is a GIF. It is a GIF. It is a graphical interchange format, not a graphical interchange format. It is a GIF, not a GIF. We don't call it Jaffix.
No, we don't, but it...
Exactly!
I've
seen
this loads of time.
It's graphics, not Jaffix. It's gift, not gift.
Yeah, no, but gift is a completely different word.
Gift, gift. Gas, not jast.
But that's different because it's a proper noun. You don't name it within the conventional rules.
Cause that's how. Oh my god. We're moving on from this. I will never forgive you for saying GIF on my podcast. Yeah, Anna, Alex, why do you like Alita Battle Angel?
You got to see, what's happening?
Alita Battle Angel, why do you like Alita Battle Angel?
I just said this already!
God damn it, man, god damn it, what the fuck are we doing? What is our lives? What is this?
Shall I just go?
This is your idea, not mine.
God damn.
Should I just talk about my film instead?
Yeah, Chris. What did you? I just dropped something on the floor. What did you watch? What have you watched recently?
Recently, I have watched a film called Adult Life Skills, which is on Netflix, and it stars Jodie Whittaker. From
Jodie Whittaker.
Yes, oh, okay. I was in the mood to laugh at her, and it turned out to be pretty reasonable acting, to be honest.
I always say that Jodie isn't a bad actor. The script she was given is fucking trash.
Yeah, but, I mean, she's clearly not Doctor material, even in this.
She was a weird choice for the Doctor, especially... if you want to do a female Doctor, I'm like, I'm one of the people who's like, I do not care. In my head, in the lore, it makes sense. The Doctor should be able to become a female.
It should be the best actor for the role at the time that the role is being cast.
But it doesn't fit. Like the transition from John Sim to Michelle Gomez was such a good transition, in my opinion.
It made sense
from a male to a female character, but then also in the lore being the exact same person. The transition from Peter Capaldi to Jodie Whittaker is such a weird fucking transition.
Yeah, as you're going from not really a racist old man, but let's just say a racist old man for the example. You're going from a racist old man to a politically correct young woman. Like, it's not the same person.
I would have think about it. Let me tell you this. If they did it where it went from Matt Smith into Jodie, wouldn't that have fit much better?
That would have made more sense, but then people would have thought that the new regeneration cycle is going to be female only.
Oh yeah, and people are stupid.
Yeah.
The internet are stupid. The amount of stuff the internet tried to get away with is so dumb.
In fact, to be honest, I'd have gone for I would have allowed a female Doctor after David Tennant. His Zodi would have made more sense there as well.
But I like Matt Smith. He's my favorite. Well, he's not my favorite Doctor. He's my favorite iteration. Like, he's my favorite generation, but my favorite. It's hard to describe. So Matt Smith is my favorite, like, to watch.
Yeah.
But my favorite Doctor is Peter Capaldi.
Yeah, that's cool.
Like, long hair Peter Capaldi just trumps everyone.
You just like Stephen Moffat, don't you?
No, Stephen Moffat's not that good. But in retrospect, he's
alright.
In retrospect, he was like Stephen Moffat's really good at writing science fiction.
Yeah.
So his science fiction concepts were really good, but his character writing was trash.
Yeah.
So yeah. I was rewatching as I said, I was rewatching Doctor Who, right? But I was also not also as I say, I'm not rewatching it like specifically through in order. I'm just rewatching like what I kind of want, and I'm like kind of like experiencing it before, like, cause I just do that sometimes. And I was rewatching the Doctor Who episode where it's him and it has the Headless Monks and Rivers like telling.
Oh, that one's so good.
What's it called? Good Man Went to War.
Good Man Goes to War. Yeah, oh, I love the beginning with Rory, and he's like, I have a question from the Doctor, and I have a question from the Doctor and a statement from me. Where is my wife?
the thing is, I've realized this when rewatching that episode, is that Moffat uses characteristics of characters, right? Any interesting characteristic as just a way of putting in a little joke. Or to kind of like especially with
I will admit I wish the scene breakdown, like, up until the scene breakdown, it was Stephen Moffat and then he'd gotten Russell in to write it.
I don't think you will ever see this episode ever in the same ever again, once I explain it to you, Chris.
Yeah.
So there's a moment in the episode where Moffat does a terrible joke at lesbianism. So, you know the bit where they're beating up all the soldiers, right? And Jenny, or whatever the fuck her name is, goes to Madame Vashra and goes, "Why do I put up with you?" And then Madame Vashra slashes the guy with her long tongue, right? The joke is, the reason that she puts up with Madame Vashra is because of her long tongue. Huh? Get it? That's the joke! That's it!
It's not a very good joke, but still, I mean, like, I've gotten used to joke like to jokes like that from him, because he always did that whole, "Oh, what's browser history" joke,
one is at least funny when Matt Smith did it with what that really buffed dude and was like, Jeff. And he took a lot and was like,
God.
Gets a girlfriend, dude. Yeah. Peter Capaldi gives the guy his sonic glass and goes, "Don't look at the browser history." And then the old Doctor was like, "Oh, my
what's
God.
Browser history?" It's like, when the first Doctor was like, "What's browser history?"
Yeah, and he's like, "No!"
Ooh.
But then also Moffat does this thing where in that exact same episode, he made the first Doctor a fucking racist and sexist. Because
women are made
with really ill, like tight opinions, and women should never drink, and men women should just speak when spoken to. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Like, that was so bad. And don't get me started on Doctor Who in general, because it's dead to me. Like Star Wars, it's dead to me. Dead.
I wouldn't say that.
No, Star Wars is dead to me. Doctor Who has like a semblance of hope, because the idea of Doctor Who is.
I consider like Doctor Who and Star Wars to be very similar, because you have the original Star Wars and the original Doctor Who, which I sort of consider the same. Like, they're really good, but they're really dated. And then you've got like the new stuff, which is awful. But then you've got the stuff in between, you know, the early New Who, leading up to, like, say, the end of Matt Smith, and, like, the prequels, and, like, I like them, and they're, like, I think they're really good,
Like, this is my issue with Star Wars. This is the reason why I can trust that Doctor Who will get better more than I can just Star Wars to get better. Because the reason Star Wars is banned because of the big fucking conglomeration called Disney that's above it. And
it's because of Kathleen Kennedy.
Yeah, and the lady leading that, Kathleen Kennedy. Those are the main issues with fucking Star Wars being trash. Yeah. The main issue with Doctor Who being trash.
Actually, to be honest, the real reason is because of the way that film and TV works. It's because, like, the people who run the studios get the last, can say whatever they want, and make the changes that they want. When really it's the people who are the fans of the show, the nerds who know everything about the fan base, about the history of the brand, of the franchise, who should be calling the shots, but they're not. It's the wrong people who have the final say.
My issue with it all is that Star Wars is the corporate side of the company of Star Wars is why Star Wars is bad. Like, I honestly think if they gave Rian Johnson a trilogy without Kathleen Kennedy touching it, it would be pretty good. Like, yeah. it wouldn't be that bad. But I do hate The Last Jedi, just saying.
And I think that J.J. Abrams could have done something really good as well with the sequels.
And then my issue also comes in, but with the issue with Doctor Who is Doctor Who, the corporate side, the BBC are not really the issue. The issue is the writing and the writers. It's always ironic where we had T. Davis and we're like, this guy's good, but he ain't that good. Like, when we were watching him, we're like, this guy's good, he ain't that good. Then Moffat came and we're like, man, we want T. Davis back. T. Davis was really, really good in retrospect. And then Moffat left and then we're like, man, we want Moffat back. Because Moffat was really good in retrospect.
But at least for, like, our generation, we can sort of be like, well, we didn't really know Russell, but we were too young to understand Russell at the time, so we're not being hypocritical.
But then if we get into fucking Chris Chibnall, nothing's funny, there's no stakes.
Yeah.
Fuck your lore.
It's just like, what's happening now, Doctor? And it's like,
Don't get me started on fucking Ryan.
This thing's happening, and then that's just it. It's just like the story is just told through questions and answers.
Ryan walks into the room and goes, Doctor, I think Graham's dead. and then the doctor walks up to Graham and goes, Ryan and goes, Ryan, how did Graham die? And Graham goes, cancer. And the doctor goes, sorry, too awkward. I can't talk about cancer. Sorry.
I can just imagine Chibnall writing the scene where Ryan finds Graham's body and he's just trying to, like, he's trying to get Graham to move so we can give him a fist bump, and like, he's just not moving. And it's like sort of like in Mortis where he just, like, gets really angry at Graham for being dead, and he's just desperately trying to, like, grab hold of his arm to give him a fist bump.
Fucking stupid. Moving on to the thing I watched during this time, a movie that I've watched, what I've rewatched, even though it's not technically out on DVD yet. I don't know yet. Let me check.
Endgame. It's Endgame, isn't it?
It's not Endgame.
I'm joking.
Is it out on DVD yet? No. Oh, fuck!
That was good. I remember the first time.
So our tutor, one of our tutors for our film courses, right? His name is Nigel. I'm not gonna say his last name so I don't dox him. But his name is Nigel, and I recommended. So I watched Parasite, like, in a screening before it came out.
I hear Nigel. What up?
I'm talking about Parasite. I watched Parasite in the screening before it came out, and Nigel was like to me, so Bam, you watched Parasite. What do you think about it? And I'm to him, Nigel, this movie is fucking great. It's subtitled and also in Korean, but it's fucking great.
Yeah.
And you will love this movie. And then after I came back a few weeks later, I was like, bam, that movie was so good. And I was like, yes! Parasite is so fucking good.
Yeah.
So good. It talks about class divide and yeah. and how money basically taints, and how with money you basically lose sight of the real world and the issues of the working person. But it also shows how, because of said money, the working person has to do things which are morally reprehensive and not that good.
Yeah.
And it's just the way it still tells it is in its visuals, in its cinematography, but also it tells it in its story and its writing, and also in its slight horror elements. It's so fucking good that this movie, I'm so happy it won Academy Awards.
Yeah.
It's so good. It is so good. But that's the movie that I kind
awful.
Of
I don't remember like it.
Watching recently. Marquis, I hate you.
It's Jeff.
Oh my god. Before we move on, before we end this podcast, I would like to say that again, if you guys have any if you guys have any suggestions on how we can improve the podcast, always say it in the comments or the comments of the video versions. Yeah,
if you have any whatever. Constructive criticism, please let us know in the comments, basically.
Even if you think that we would know it already, still say it, because it'll be a good reminder for us as well. Even if if you know, they know that they're trying to fix the audio, and like we know that. Just say, don't remember the audio. That's an issue of mine.
Don't remember.
Just say it. The podcast, we have three sections of the podcast. We have the general life section, we have the gaming section, and then we have the film talk and review stuff. So, my goal is for us, when we go into this, is that next week, we're going to review a film called My Spy with Dave Bautista. And the reason we're going to review this is... The reason we're going to review this film is because it just came out on Amazon Prime Video, and also is a film that was, I think, meant to release during... like in the cinemas during this whole quarantine time, and it wasn't able to, but it released on digital. But yeah, it's on Amazon Prime Video, and we're gonna watch that, and we're gonna give you guys reviews. So when you two do watch it, and I want you guys to both watch it, write like a mini review, or like a mini review about it, and then we can talk about it, how we think about it next week. Next week we'll also have a guest with us. His name is Nick. He was part of a few projects of ours. He is also the person we made fun of last week. he is a good friend of ours. He is
sorry.
Wow, thanks. He's a good friend of us. He was DJing he was part of our class for a long time. Then he left to kind of do his own thing. But he will be with us next week, so we'll also have another section, which is the guest section, where we talk about the guest, what they've been doing, their involvement with the guest. The idea will be to bring in people that we know or are interested in. So, for example, we have Nick, who will be able to talk about the stuff we've done together. Chris has a friend that he can bring in to talk about probably Doctor Who stuff in a bit more depth. I may think about bringing in some of my actors from my films, so on and so forth, and kind of a discussion in that kind of way. Thank you guys for listening. Remember to follow, share this podcast, and whatever you do, guys, just get the message of G3 out there. Honestly, that's all we want. So, that's all for this week. Next week, we're going to talk about a lot of things in more depth, and we're going to have a guest, as I said, and it's just going to be a lot more fun. This is going to be a thing we're going to try to do as regularly as possible. If we ever miss a week, it's probably because we couldn't be able to do it, or we just didn't have the motivation, or there wasn't even a topic to really talk about. But yeah, that's the idea. I've been Nermion. I've had with me here Angry Pacifist.
Yeah, see
Shy Soul. And we are, saying goodbye. Say bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. But I hate never say bye, guys. Stop saying bye, guys.